I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Well, thank you for joining me today. In just a few minutes, we'll be looking in Colossians chapter 1. Let me encourage you again to always have your Bibles ready when we come to you in your home or wherever you may be today. If you're in your car, I don't expect you to get your Bible out and start reading it as you're driving down the road. That's almost like having a cell phone. Well, you know, come to think of it, that is like a cell phone. We read the Word of God, and we let God speak to us through His Word, and we speak to God through prayer. So in a sense, the Bible is like a cell phone, but I don't encourage you to be reading the Bible as you drive your car down the road. But wherever you're at today, if you can, have your Bibles ready, and we'll look in Colossians chapter 1 in just a few minutes. Let me encourage you to look at our website today, lrwm.org. That is Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida, lrwm.org. On that website, you'll find a place where you can share with me any prayer requests that you might have. This is between you, me, and the Lord. This is something private that we will pray for together if you have a need today. And also share with me, if you would, the blessings, some of the blessings. I know that God is great and God is good, and He pours out so many blessings to us. Share some of those blessings with me today that I might rejoice with you. And if you'd prefer to write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Again, that's Lewis Woodard, Fruitland Park, Florida. Now, the address is 497 Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Let's look for a moment in Colossians chapter 1. In verse 9, the Bible says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." Let's look today briefly for these next few minutes at the believer's walk. If you're a saved person today, you're walking a certain way. And I'm wondering if you're walking as a believer. Notice, first of all, in verse 10, the nature of the walk. It says there that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Dr. Charles Waggle, now this man, the name may not be familiar to you, and maybe the song's not even familiar to you, but he wrote a song, and it says this: "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." Now, he was visiting Pasadena, California, and early that morning, he had an opportunity to walk through some of the famous rose gardens, and he noticed the full fragrance of the flowers that filled the air. And later, he went back to the hotel where a Bible conference was being held, and as he took his seat, a man turned to him and said, "Dr. Waggle, I know where you've been. You've toured one of our lovely gardens, for I can smell the pleasing aroma on your clothing." You know, we need to pray that we may walk so closely to Jesus that the fragrance of His grace will pervade our being. I want people to know by my words, actions, and songs that I have been with Jesus. We need to be alone with Jesus. We need to walk in the garden and have the fragrance of His presence about us constantly, that people will know that we've been with the Lord. The nature of the walk is also according to the revealed will of God. In verse 9, it says, filled with the knowledge of His will. We need to do the will of God today. What is the will of God for your life? Well, that's something that you will need to get alone with the Lord and pray about. I do know that we are saved to go to heaven, but we're still in this earth, and we need to be serving the Lord today, doing His will, walking with Him, and letting Him speak to our hearts and understand that He wants us to serve Him today. And I believe with all of my heart that God's work is through the local church. God will let you know as you serve Him in your local church what He has for you. There's many things to do. And let me encourage you to get into a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church today where the Word of God is preached, no apologies, where the preacher stands without making apologies for the Word of God or making excuses, but that preacher will preach the whole counsel of the Word of God. Now, I want you to notice with me in verse 10 of our scripture today in Colossians chapter 1, the nature of the walk. The nature of the walk is unto the Lord Himself. It says that you might walk worthy of the Lord. It is not in doing what we like, but in liking what we do that is the secret of happiness. We need to serve God with all joy and all understanding. As we look to the Lord, we mature in the Lord, and our motive of the walk of a Christian is unto the Lord Himself. A leader cannot invent motivation. He can only unlock it. When there exists no motivation within a people, no strong leadership is possible. We as Christians need to motivate other Christians. We need to do what we can do to encourage those Christians, our brothers and sisters in Christ. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, that we can have the power of God on our lives, and we can motivate not only Christians, but we can motivate other people to receive Jesus as their Savior, just as we have received Christ. Notice with me the means of the walk now of the Christian. Verse 4 talks about faith in Christ. This is a beginning. This is when a person says, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. The Bible teaches us that if we repent, that means being sorry for our sins, and receive what Christ has done for us on the cross. All we have to do is receive. It's a free gift. Believe the Lord. Have faith in Christ, believing that He is able to save us to the uttermost, to give us eternal life. Faith is not believing God can, but that God will. That is a walk of a Christian. And then we see the means of the walk is through prayer. Verse 9 talks about a continuation of continuing on. It says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Prayer, the continuation. We need to pray without ceasing. Prayer by someone for you and by you. This is what is being said here. We need to pray for other people as they pray for us. We need to be persistent in our prayer life. Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher, said, by perseverance, the snail reached the ark. Think about that. Think of how slow a snail is. But he had perseverance. He reached the ark, because the Bible teaches us that when the world was destroyed by the flood of Noah, when Noah entered that ark and shut that, and God shut that door, there was a snail there. You can be assured of that. There was more than one. And by perseverance, by continuing on, those snails reached that ark. What a sobering thought that is today, that we need to look to a snail for guidance. But a lot of times we forget that perseverance in prayer will avail much. We need to look today as the Word of God is the source of knowledge of God's will. What is God's will for your life? You need to look into the Word of God to see, to understand what His will is for your life. George Washington once said, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." And one has said, "The little I know, I owe to my ignorance." We're ignorant today a lot of times because we don't study. The Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed." Many people think that when they pick up the Bible, that it's just going to open up to them. They're going to know everything all at once. But you know, that's not the way it works. The Bible teaches us that it's a job. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. We need to work today studying the Word of God. And then we see that the indwelling Spirit is prevalent in verses 4 and 8. And in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, the Bible says, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of God," or Spirit of Christ, "he is none of his." The indwelling Spirit of God is the means of the walk of a Christian. Every person has the Spirit of God. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. And quickly, let's look at the results of the walk of a Christian. Verse 10 says it's well-pleasing to God. Verse 10 also says that it is fruitful in every good work. The walk and the results of the walk of the Christian in verse 10 is an increasing knowledge of God. We continually grow in the grace and knowledge of God. The walk of the results of the walk of the Christian is spiritual graces, patience, long-suffering, joy, thankfulness. This is found in verses 11 through 12. And then, finally, we see that there's an inheritance with the saints in light in verse 12. Read later on, if you would, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. You can see there that we share with other Christians. We share with the saints who have gone on before us. We look to them for our guidance. Not in the sense that we receive the same as we do from God, but we look to their example from their walk. Let me pray with you today. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your love for everyone. I thank you for these who are listening, those who are saved. May they walk and do your will today. Walk in your light, not the light of this world, because this world is in darkness. Lord, help them to understand that you love them and that you're with them constantly. Save that person today, Lord, who needs Jesus as Savior. May they call upon your name today and receive Christ into their hearts for Jesus' sake. Amen. We'll look into the Word of God again, and I hope you've understood that it is a good life. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly, is our prayer.